It's the Graveyard Girls. It just sounds too short without saying a true crime and mysteries podcast.
Okay.
Because it still is a true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yeah, but it also has all the myth things. Maybe we need to add that in instead.
Myths.
Like, this is... Myths. Oh, no. Hello and welcome. It's the Graveyard Girls. This is all the other shit that we didn't put in the free streaming episodes. There we go. That's the introduction from now on.
I'm leaving that in.
Okay. There we go. See, I've introduced it perfectly. Okay. I solved the problem.
We should have things in our store on our own website.
Yes, banner, which is the graveyardgirls.co.uk.
Yes. We're on TikTok and Instagram.
The Graveyard Girls Pod.
Or podcast. We're not too sure. Find us. Most of you have.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, you can message us through either of those as well. I check back. I do check back daily.
Also, check out Hidden in the Hollows.
Oh, you buzzed. You buzzy buzzed.
I did. Check out Hidden in the Hollows.
Yes, which is our other podcast, mm-hmm. which doesn't fall under the Graveyard Girls. It's still done by us, the Graveyard Girls, but we did it as a separate podcast because it's very different from this.
It's classed as...
like sci-fi. A sci-fi.
Yes, yeah. I nearly said the thing what I'm going to do today.
Oh, no.
It is.
Yeah, so if you fancy going to give that a little listen. Not going to lie... our acting skills aren't up to scratch, so the first couple of episodes are a bit awkward.
Yeah.
We promise we're getting better.
Yes.
We're just, yeah, my acting skills aren't that brilliant, I'll be honest.
Yours are better than mine. They're good.
I don't know, I'm not convinced.
I don't know, it's just because we're going to judge ourselves, aren't we?
So. Yeah, I think so. It's like when we first started this, we're like, no, we don't like this. And then we got comfortable, but it's like the same now with the Hidden in the Hollows, we're just too awkward about it. I think it's because we're trying to do slightly different voices, but not at the same time.
Mm. Like I said, when we're writing it, it's like, oh, yeah, you can do this.
But it is, but you know when you have like conversations, it's like, oh, someone videos you like doing something, like in your head, you're like, oh, this is what it sounded like, and someone plays it back, and you're like, oh, who's that twat? And then you're like, oh, wait, no, it's me. So, yeah, it's kind of what's happened with the podcast when we've tried to do this. Like in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, this sounds really good. And then I listened to it back and was like, oh no, I didn't say it how I wanted to say it.
No, I think my brain is just like, oh, you're going to sound like this. And then my voice is like, no.
Yeah. Maybe we put a bit too much pressure on ourselves and that's why it goes funny.
Maybe. But sometimes we're good at pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real awkward thing. And sometimes we do thrive under that pressure. Mm. I'm thinking back to like when we were at work and we used to like be like, we've got to do 100 rollers in an hour. And it, like, it seems near impossible. And then the other day, it'd be, like, impossible. But on that day, I'm like, Natasha, we're doing this.
And we did it.
Miracle. Yeah, we did it. We could never replicate it again.
No, now I can't do anything. I'm like, nope.
It's because you've not got me. That's what it is.
That's true.
Can't survive without me. I can't survive with me.
No. Right. Yes. So shall we get into today's case?
Yes. It is one of yours.
Okay.
So what do you have for me?
So this... maybe a start of a little mini series I'm going to do, which involves... so it's quite common, more so than we think, and the disappearances are on the ship.
Oh, is this going to be like Ego Ship?
Kind of.
Okay.
But the ship is there, its occupants are not.
Oh, what happened to them?
This is quite common. This is the mystery.
Oh, so it's like a ship's come in somewhere without all of its sailors.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of what are the people that are on boats?
Well, sailors or crew members.
Pirates.
Maybe pirates.
Okay. So they've all gone overboard. They all walked the plank.
Maybe. Or did they?
Oh.
So yeah, when I was doing
You're not going to do a shitty alien, are you? And say they got abducted.
That could be a theory.
No, it's not.
Aliens could be a theory.
It's not, I've ruled it out.
They just disappeared into nothingness. What? How do you explain that?
A whale aliens. Tipped the boat up and they all fell out.
It's not Moby Dick.
The whales are more plausible. There's whales in the sea.
There's whales in the sea. There's aliens in the sky.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, I thought one of us did a ship. I forgot about my ghost ship.
Oh, okay. You did too. Well, the other one wasn't. It was the Hebrides one, but it mentioned a ship.
A ship. Yes. Because today's is all about the Mary Celeste.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm sure you've done it. So I had to go through all of them.
I do know a bit about it.
Okay. So yeah, this is quite common, so I was like, I might do a mini series of like disappearances off ships.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I quite like that.
Okay. So the Mary Celeste is known as the greatest maritime mystery of all time.
Okay.
As she didn't disappear, but her crew and passengers did. She was a merchant ghost ship spotted by a Canadian brigantine on December 4th, 1872, unmanned, sailing off the Azores in seaworthy condition. Her finders determined she had already been at sea for a month and had over 6 months' worth of food and water on board.
Okay.
The mysterious part was that her cargo was virtually untouched, and the personal belongings of passengers and crew were still in its place, including valuables.
Ooh.
So maybe not pirates.
No, definitely not pirates. Pirates would have took the treasure.
Mm-hmm. There are many explanations that attempt to explain what happened. Some have suggested that the crew aboard Mary Celeste could have been murdered and thrown overboard,
but by the blood.
By Ottoman pirates. Yes, no pirates. However, British officials dismissed any suggestion of piracy or foul play as there was no signs of violence,
yes.
Which you said. Of the most prevalent and plausible theories to date suggest that the crew perished after embarking on a lifeboat, fearing that ship's cargo may be about to explode. But I think the lifeboat was still on board.
Oh.
Mm. So, I'm going to take us back to the beginning of the Mary Celeste journey. Okay. Well, not the beginning of the ship story, because she used to be used for other things. But so this, I'm going to begin at the final voyage of her. I don't like...
Silly question. Yes? Before we go any further. Did the whole ship... Like, maybe, like, there was an extra room and they were really good at playing hide and seek.
I think they...
Like, it was an inboard joke. Like, everyone's like, quick hide, so it confuses everyone and freaks them out.
Well, when you find a ship like this... The finder,
yeah.
So say you found it.
Yeah.
You can take it to a salvage place.
Oh, well, like tow it in.
Yes.
Okay.
And then because you found it, you have the right to fight for everything on board.
Oh.
So they can
also be quite rich. Hopefully someone has some jewels on there.
Yeah. So, the valuables were found.
Yeah.
So you have the right to say, like, it's now mine.
Right, okay.
At a trial, and then the trial decides if you get to keep it or not.
So, maybe this is where I've been going wrong or something. You know, I've been a bit strapped for cash. Should have just took a boat.
That's called piracy, and I think that's illegal.
Yeah, but, you know...
If you
no
found
left,
a boat, it's a bit different.
Yeah, but they don't need to know if it's in the open ocean. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, the captain was Benjamin Briggs, and he married Sarah Elizabeth Cobb. she was also his cousin.
I don't know that.
It's kind of normal. They had two children, a son called Arthur and a daughter, Sophia.
Okay.
He considered retiring from sea to go into business with his seafaring brother, Oliver, who had also grown tired of wandering life. So I think they were like sailors in like the Navy and something. But they didn't carry on with this dream. They each instead invested their savings into two ships. Oliver bought Olivia A. Halcock.
Oh.
That's the ship. And obviously Benjamin bought the Mary Celeste.
Why are they all named after women?
Because the ships are just called women, aren't they? So like when they're...
Why?
I don't know.
Why isn't that one called like Trevor?
Trevor.
Trevor the Trawler. Makes sense.
I think, I don't know, it's... There's a reason behind it, and I don't know. It's just weird and creepy, especially when men are like, she.
Yeah, when men with the cars as well, like, oh yeah, she's my pride and joy. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, no. It's just something, yeah. So, in October 1872, Benjamin took command of Mary Celeste for her first voyage following her extensive New York refit, which was to take her to Genoa in Italy.
Okay.
He arranged for his wife and infant daughter to accompany him while his school-aged son was left at home with his grandmother.
Right.
So he's got his family on board, other than his son.
Okay.
Briggs chose his crew carefully. A later testimony described them as a peaceable and first-class sailors. In a letter to his mother shortly before the voyage, Briggs declared himself satisfied with the ship and crew. Sarah wrote to her mother that the crew appeared to be quite capable, saying that if they continued as they have begun, it would be a successful trip. So on October 20th, 1872, Briggs arrived at Pier 50 on the East River in New York City to supervise the loading of the ship's cargo, which included 1,701 barrels of alcohol.
Oh, so we're all getting pissed.
Yeah, I don't think that's theirs. They're just transporting. Right, so it's basically like a shipping container equivalent.
Okay.
So his wife and infant daughter joined him a week later. So the ship took over a week too.
Right, okay.
Okay. So on Sunday, November 3rd, Briggs wrote to his mother to say that he intended to leave on Tuesday, adding that our vessel is in a beautiful trim and I hope we shall have a fine passage.
It's not like she gets fat halfway through, is it? She's had a bit too much dinner.
No, I think that, I don't know what he means by that. I don't think it's like, she's fit and sturdy. I don't know.
She's in peak condition.
She is in peak condition. So on Tuesday morning, which is November 5th, Mary Celeste left Pier 50 with Briggs, his wife, daughter, and seven crew members and moved into New York Harbor. So that's not that far.
Okay.
The weather was uncertain, so Briggs decided to wait for better conditions. He anchored the ship just off Staten Island, where Sarah used this delay to send a final letter to her mother-in-law. She said, "Tell Arthur I make great dependence on the letters I shall get from him and will try to remember anything that happens on the voyage which he would be pleased to hear."
Okay.
The weather eased 2 days later and the Mary Celeste left the harbour and entered the Atlantic.
Okay.
So, yeah. New York's quite an open, like, as soon as you leave Staten Island, you're basically in the sea.
Right, okay.
Okay. So the Gratia, which is a ship that was docked at the same harbour as the Mary Celeste and was on the same route to Genoa, but this one included Gibraltar.
Right, okay.
That had reached midway between the Azores and the coast of Portugal at about 1 p.m. on Wednesday, December 4th.
Okay.
Captain Morehouse came on deck and the helmsman reported a vessel about 6 miles distance, heading unsteadily towards their ship. The ship's erratic movements and the odd set of her sails led Morehouse to suspect something was wrong.
Okay. So should the Mary Celeste have got to its destination before then? Because they were doing a stop-off. This other ship.
I'm not actually sure when their original date was supposed to be.
Okay.
I think,
because I was trying to think in my head, like, would they eventually make to their place, and when they got there, the Mary Celeste should have already been there, and it wasn't.
I don't think so. I think the Mary Celeste is running a little bit behind.
Okay.
And I'm not sure on the size of each ship.
Okay.
So I think the Mary Celeste might be bigger, so it's slower.
Okay.
So as the vessel drew close, he could see nobody on deck, and he received no reply to his signals. So he sent two of the crew members in a ship to invest a ship in
oh,
a
like
boat
a little lifeboat
yeah me. In a boat to investigate. The pair established this was the Mary Celeste by the name on her stern. They then climbed aboard and found the ship deserted. The sails were partly set and in poor condition, and missing, and some were even missing altogether. Much of the rigging was damaged, with ropes hanging loosely over the sides. The main hatch was covered with secure, but the fore and lazarette hatches were open. Their covers beside them on the deck. The ship's single lifeboat was a small yawl that had apparently been stowed across the main hatch, but it was missing.
So could they have made it into the lifeboat?
Maybe. Sorry,
thinking in my head, you know, if it says like ropes down the side, I'm thinking, have they had to get up quickly and just like done?
Cut the sh- yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you've just like slid down the side of the boat.
Yep, maybe.
With the ropes.
Maybe. Yes, maybe. It might have been another ship that still had its lifeboats, because I looked at a lot of ships.
Okay.
So yes, their lifeboat was missing. The botanical housing, the ship's compass, had shifted from its place and its glass cover was broken. There's about 3.5 feet of water in the hold, which is significant but not alarming for the ship of this size.
Okay, so it wouldn't be enough to sink it, obviously. No.
A makeshift sounding rod, which is to measure how deep water is.
Right.
That was in the hold, and that was found abandoned on deck. They found the ship's daily log in the mate's cabin, and its final entry was dated the 8th of November. Sorry, dated 8 a.m. on November 25th, which was 9 days earlier.
Right, okay.
So some of the theories is that the sounding rod was picking up the alcohol, not the water in the hold. So they were might thinking
have something and it's sinking.
Yeah.
And they've jumped off.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But where are they?
In the lifeboat that's drifted somewhere.
Where? Where?
Maybe the sea was like, you know, I'm thinking they've got in the lifeboat and it's got like little oars. But the sea's a bit too strong. It's a bit too choppy. And even though like they're paddling one way, the boat's going the other way. Like they're going further and further into the middle of the sea.
Maybe.
And then they get eaten by a shark. Or a whale flips them over.
Maybe a whale. Yeah, they're just like, hmm.
But this is a big wave.
So, it recorded the Mary Celeste's position of Santa Maria Island in the Azores, which was nearly 400 nautical miles from the point where the ship encountered Mary Celeste.
Right, okay.
The ship's mate saw that the cabin interiors were wet and untidy from water that had entered through the doorways and skylights, but were otherwise in reasonable order. He found personal items scattered about the captain's cabin, including a sheath sword under his bed, but it was neatly stowed away. There was no food prepared or under preparation. There was ample provisions in the stores. There were no obvious signs of fire or violence. The evidence indicated an orderly departure from the ship by means of the missing lifeboat.
Right, okay.
The ship's mate returned to report his findings to the captain, who decided to bring the derelict into Gibraltar, which was 600 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Under maritime law, a salvor could expect a substantial share of the combined value of the rescued vessel and cargo. The exact award depended on the degree of danger inherited by the salvaging.
Right, okay.
So, this is known as like the greatest mystery in maritime history.
Okay.
But is it just they thought it was sinking and then they just got in the lifeboat?
Also, another theory. I think that first one is quite plausible, where like they think it's sinking, they've gone out, but because the little lifeboat's too tiny and the sea's too choppy, it's took them away.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite plausible, because then if they've not took enough supplies with them from that, then they're obviously not going to survive, are they?
Mm.
Or, another option, I know there was no sign of violence, but could the other crew have come across it, pushed everyone off? Like, they've not murdered them or injured them, so there's no blood. They've just like plopped them over the edge.
Mm.
Damaged part of the ship, to make it look like, you know, like with the water, maybe it didn't have any water and stuff coming in before.
Yeah.
And then they've obviously towed it in, saying like, we just found it. But actually they plopped everyone off over the edge. Could that be a thing?
It could be. But then you'd have to have your crew to be like...
Yeah, but if all the crew were in on it together.
Mm.
And like I said, it's not like in the city where like there's going to be witnesses even. It's like happened in the... There was some visitors.
Aliens.
No. I think it's more plausible a whale flips the thing over.
Yeah. I think they left willingly, but they didn't take any valuables.
Yeah.
Which is a bit strange.
Yeah, but if you're in a panic, you'll get off quickly. You're not going to think, oh, I need my diamond necklace. Do you know what I mean? You're going to be like, oh, the ship could be sinking, let's get off quickly.
Yeah. So they thought, one theory is they thought that the alcohol was suddenly going to explode for some reason, or the dowsing rod or the sounding rod thought the alcohol was the water that they thought was in the ship.
Although you would have expected someone to have...
go check.
Yeah.
Be like, there's not that much water in there.
Because as I said, it's not really much damage. The damage that it's probably incurred is by the fact it's not being manned, so it's probably hit winds that it wouldn't have normally have hit. Yeah. It's probably snapped bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very strange.
So their little dinghy lifeboat disappeared with them forever.
Yeah, because you imagine like right in the middle of the ocean, That's not going to survive. It'd either break up in choppy seas, because those things aren't designed to go like all the way across the ocean.
No.
They're only like as an emergency towards land, and but if you're too far away from land.
Especially if the last log was 9 days ago.
Yeah.
They're probably further in the Atlantic than you think.
Yeah, because they're lighter, they'll travel quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like floated all the way over to like England.
Not even that, they've probably gone north, maybe even south.
Yeah, well, it might be a bit chilly and they didn't bring a coat, so.
Yeah.
Froze.
Yeah.
They'll pop up somewhere like later on. But all you've got to do as well, the one thing that always gets me about the whole lifeboat thing is, you know some of them, because the ships are quite tall, how does, you know, if it hits the water, how does it not burst a hole in the bottom of it? And then you're like, oh shit, now the lifeboat's broken. Because you know, like the old ones, some of them are wooden. So I think sometimes, you know, if it hit the sea at a wrong angle as it's being levered down the side, and you've all like plopped in, then you're like, oh no shit, now there's a hole in this one, and this one's in even more trouble than the big one, because the big one will float a bit further.
Yeah, that's why you have a bucket. Like, everyone else is like,
but also, bailing. It's really choppy seas, because they are quite shallow boats, you think that's going to fill with water really quickly.
Mm.
So especially, you're not better to stay in the big one for a bit longer, like as far as you can possibly go, and then jump in like last minute.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm imagining it's a slow leak. It's not like Titanic where it's going
to... Yeah, so you think even if you won't go to your destination, any land, even if it was like a rock face, you think, I'll try steering it that way. So then even if it like bursts to the bottom of the boat, at least we're near like rocky land and we can climb up somewhere and you got a better chance.
It's just weird that like, his crew is like supposed to be the best and he's just like, we're sinking.
Yeah,
and we're not. Imagine being on that boat and you're like, the boat's still there.
Yeah you're paddling away, like yours is like your little bobbing in the water, and you're like, oh, it hasn't sunk yet.
Yeah, because you'd be able to see that for miles.
But yeah, then wouldn't you just paddle back?
But if the tide is taking you the other way.
Oh yeah, true. You're like, oh no,
yeah,
in the distance.
How many was aboard? I can't remember. So it was three members and...
Was it like seven or eight crew, did you say?
Yeah.
So like 10 people?
Yeah.
You would have thought it was the first one, wasn't sure. Like someone else would go down and check. Like surely have a backup.
Yeah. And then just let his daughter do the rods and be like,
Yeah, what does this do? You know, like you have red buttons and things that you're not supposed to press.
Yeah. But it's interesting, the compass thing, that was smashed.
But is that because at some point, because it's been unmanned, like, you know, if it's then hit choppy water afterwards, as it, like, spun stuff around, you know, like, if it's tipped the ship enough, not enough for it to completely tip over and then sink, but, like, if it's done that, or it's hit a slight bump in something, and it's, like, shattered stuff. Because if it's been unmanned, it's not under control. Like, you know, if you were on it, you would steer it around a thing. Because all it's got to do is maybe hit a slight... You know, if it's gone to slightly shallower water... Maybe it's not, it's hit a rock, but not one enough to burst a really serious hole, but in the jerking of it hitting something, it's smashed and broken some of the contents inside. Because I feel like it's glass covered, so that was just enough to shatter it.
Maybe.
Because it's not being manned, is it?
No.
So, I don't know, very interesting. But I would like, you've got to do some other ones now. And then maybe after so many, we can work out, like, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah, because I've got quite a few, and one's just, it's on land, so I'm just like, they probably just... escaped on the land.
But yeah, very interesting. But it could have been the other crew and they were like, maybe they followed them on purpose,
or pirates.
Could be pirates.
But then why don't you take the...
But that's what I'm saying, are they like secret pirates, the ones on this other ship? And they're cleverer pirates.
Yeah, they've done it.
That's why they weren't found.
Okay,
because no one suspected it.
Mm.
So maybe it was them all along. I've solved it.
On that note,
in the meantime,
keep creeping
and we'll keep digging.